K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University on this Wednesday morning. Yes, if you hear rain outside the ETG confines here as a recording early in the morning, apologize about that. I can't do anything about that. yes, this is Wednesday already, March 11th, 2026. If it's your very first time listening to this podcast, discovering this podcast, and giving us a listen, well, thank you so much for doing so. Obviously, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is baseball here in a minute, football, men's basketball, thank goodness, is done. and I'll record something on that probably later on tonight, obviously, as the men's basketball season officially came to a close last night there. Women's basketball wastes their fate in the postseason. Women's tennis is going on. Men's golf is also going on. Yes, men's golf is going on. Even though we haven't talked about that much, we'll get caught up on that at some point, and so much more. Thank you so much again for tuning into this latest episode of this podcast. We'll go out immediately around as usual time, 10:30 this morning. So as long as Eddie stays on top of things, that will do. So postcast, another one. Yes, this podcast relies on postcast, but obviously we also talk about other things more than just game recaps of almost after every K-State athletic event. But last night, baseball, yes sir, big hitting. Carlos Vasquez, big hit in the bottom of the sixth inning, a triple. Turned out to be the difference of this ball game. K-State done it again, wins their fifth straight, this time knocking off Wichita State. And when I said, look, these games in the baseball field with K-State Wichita State are usually down the wire, and this one lived up to its billing yet again. This time, let me see here. Oh, okay, that's a work message. Yeah, they're concerning about the weather. All right, yeah, so like I said, it is pouring right now. And obviously, tornado season started yesterday. I'd rather take the hurricanes down Florida over tornadoes. But here we are approaching mid-March already. We're dealing with weather already. So, yeah, I'm getting alerts for that. So, pretty much, like, yesterday ending with tornado warnings. This morning got rain all over the place. So, there's that. But K-State rain on Wichita State's parade last night in Twin Family Stadium. By the way, the K-State baseball team picks up another win at home. So, there's that. So, still, this baseball team still has only lost one game. It should be no losses for this team there as well. But Carlos Vasquez in the sixth inning there turned out to be the difference maker for the Cats as they beat Wichita State. Oh, by the way, I haven't even mentioned the score yet. 7-5 last night there to get their 12th win of the season. K-State did, getting that mark first before Wichita State did, because both these teams came in with almost identical records. Wichita State having a good season so far as well, but K-State got them last night. Quote, good, clean, sound win in all phases of the game, Pete Hughes said. The skipper, longtime skipper, manager, head coach of the K-State baseball team, Pete Hughes said last night in press release, quote, I was very happy with it. Our guys played with great energy and played clean baseball. The storyline of the game has to be the efficiency of our bullpen. Once again, those guys were lights out, end quote, there as well. So the bullpen, funny enough, in the K-State lone loss at home to this point, and that came against Columbia in the very first home opener, by the way, the bullpen blew a lead. They're like, okay, all right now. It was like, let's not have too many of these games. And ever since that point, the bullpen has been on point. There as well as K-State holds off Wichita State last night in the first of two in the midweek games. Anyways, this was a one-off. As again, I'm sorry to be all over the place. Sorry if I am over the place, but have not gone over the whole full schedule yet. So I would assume that these teams will play again at Wichita State at some point. And then, of course, K-State play. They don't play Wichita State tonight. They play, I believe it was San Diego State. if I'm not mistaken, we'll get into all that officially here as we take a look inside the box score here from this two-run win for the Wildcats last night. There, as both teams ended up scoring in the first inning there, Wichita State got it all started, getting one, and K-State answered right back, getting one back, and then Wichita State broke the 1-1 tie. They scored two in the third, one in the fifth, one more in the sixth. That was it for Wichita State. K-State, three, answered with three in the third, one in the bottom of the fifth, two more in this, and that was the Carlos Vasquez triple. Go ahead, triple, which turned out to be the difference of the game as nobody scored in the final three frames, or you say two and a half frames anyway, since Wichita State did not score in the top of the ninth inning as K-State there seals it with a 7-5 win. K-State, seven runs on 12 hits, one error. So I guess they play mostly clean baseball there. You got an error up on the scoreboard here. The Shockers, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors there in the game. Decision belonged to Adam Arthur, picking up his first win of the 2026 season. Adam Arthur pitched in this game. I got to go down here and scroll. Cullen Feaser got the start last night for K-State, going 3 1/3, 6 runs, six hits, 3 runs. Two of those were earned runs, a walk, 2 strikeouts. Adam Arthur, 2 2/3 innings. He got the win there, got the winning decision there with giving up 4 hits, 2 runs. Both of those were earned. Did not walk a Shocker in 1 strikeout there. Robert Fortenberry pitched 2 solid innings, and Tazewell Butler picked up another save for K-State here. And I think that's Tazewell Butler's second save of the season. Meanwhile, for the Shockers on the other end, Brady Owens goes to 0-1 on the year there, as Brady Owens came in relief there after Dak Sharp started. So we saw State play the bullpen game last night here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pitchers used by Wichita State yesterday. I don't know if that was by design, by not. we see this in the past that K-State has lost games to where the opposing team threw a bullpen game. Wichita State, 8 different pitchers last night there, and K-State wins by 2. In the ball game there. My guy Shantiro went 1-for-4 in the game. He hit leadoff yesterday last night. D. Kennedy picking up 2 more hits. Driving in a pair last night. Ty Simlowski moved up in the order. He hit the bottom of the order in the SIUE series. He hit 3rd last night. Only 1-for-4. AJ Iskovasko continues to swing a hot bat. 3 more hits. Last night, Carlos Vasquez, his only hit was the go-ahead triple last night. Along that he, Micah Kendrick, he was 1-for-3. I'm going right down this batting order. Grant Gallagher, 2-for-4. Robbie Bolin went from 1st to 8th there. Pete Hughes mixing it up a little bit. Last night, he went 1-for-4, and Shane McGahan, what looks like he's the only K-Stater. Did not get a hit last night. He had the goose egg last night, going 0-4 in this ball game. On the other end, this is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State wins another game at Twain Family Stadium over the other rival from down south of the state of Kansas, Wichita State, 7-5. Eddie Greer, your host of the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. For Wichita State here, you had 3 guys go multi-hit games. That included Jason Jones driving in 3. He was 2-for-4 in the ball game. Owen Washburn also 2-for-4. And Caleb Duncan for the Shockers went 2-for-3 in the ball game last night there for the visiting Wichita State team there as well. So the Cats have a streak going against Wichita State. They have won 5 straight over Wichita State. And so there's that. In K-State, has now recorded 10 or more hits in 5 of the last 7 games and have has scored their opponents 64 to 33 in that stretch. In K-State, 5 straight games now with home runs. K-State has now homered in 5 straight games, a total of 15 in that stretch there, during that stretch there as well. And K-State now, oh, by the way, yes, K-State's on a winning streak, by the way. 6 straight since the loss against Columbia. Since the opening home loss against Columbia, K-State has reeled off 6 straight and they're going for a 7th tonight. They're back again. No, it's not. Did I say? I said San Diego State. No, I was wrong. I apologize about that. But yeah, they're going for a 7th straight tonight when they host South Dakota State tonight, 6 o'clock at Toyin Family Stadium. South Dakota comes in at 5-10 there. And let me see. Yeah, that's going to wrap up the home schedule. The homestand, anyways. The 8-game opening homestand at Toyin Family Stadium will conclude tonight against South Dakota State. There, let me see here. And again, that game can be saw on ESPN Plus there as well. So let me see K-State here real quick here. Yeah, okay. So just double checking. Yeah, so K-State now with this 2-1 victory over those neighbors down south, Wichita State, now pump up to 12-4. Wichita State now is now 11-6 on the season. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Where our podcast found free and available daily or any chance to record Kansas State content. You know what it is. You know where to find us. This daily podcast. Yes, sir. Daily podcast. I uploaded the episode last night talking about Jordan Spicer. Check that out right now. Get it. Wherever you get your podcast here, free and available daily. Yes, daily podcast. Sometimes it'll come at you 2 times a week. Well, not two times a day, twice a day, and here and there, sometimes 3 times a day. You're going to get it here on this podcast, and we record, obviously, 7 days a week. That includes Saturday and Sunday. The bus don't stop. The Wildcat bus don't stop on Friday. No, we keep it moving throughout the weekend there, as well as baseball continues their tremendous start to the 2026 season there as well. And feel free. I'll be recording something either if I can get around to it tonight, I'll do that, or tomorrow there. We're going to have a little bit of a special announcement here, and I'll mention this now since I don't check my Facebook inboxes very much. That I don't check it very often there as well. So if you drop, sometimes you listen to this podcast and you have any announcements, just please let me know. And also, thank you to continue, guys, listening to this podcast here. Make sure you continue to, if you're listening, obviously Manhattan, St. Mary's, shout out St. Mary's, Walmigo, all those other places there. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your day, evening, or whatever it is that you're doing to take a few minutes to listen to this daily podcast here. We're coming at you daily, whether we're talking about football, baseball, or doing right here, or anything else here. Make sure you want to stay tapped in and spot to the K-State sports. This is a podcast for you, baby, right here. The Purple Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex ain't not there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State wins it. K-State 7. Wichita State 5. K-State baseball returns to action. D. Kennedy, Tyson Malosky and company return to action right back tonight. Weather depending, of course, there. As it's raining, at least raining here in Kansas City right now, but I think it should be good when South Dakota State comes calling the Toyin Family Stadium here as K-State will look to continue their win streak here, their recent win streak here to wrap up their homestand. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. So, cats.